blame my eyes.
We should just fire you already.
Honestly, I'm down. Fire me. Throw me out the window. Off down the cliff.
It's you know the drill with Sam, and that's it.
I would love to listen to an episode of you just. Oh my God. You have to do everything.
That would be the worst. You know what? That would be the end of the podcast. Nothing would get done. Almost nothing in my life does get done. Okay, I show up to whatever has been prearranged, and that is the extent of what I'm capable of doing at this stage in my life.
See, I wish I was at that, but I'm still in the let's plan everything. I'm still in the producer chair. You know what I mean? Of everything.
You know, you don't want to be where I'm at. Trust me, you don't.
Okay, I think I'd like to take a week where I could be in your shoes, and then
it's nice for a week. No, it's nice for a week. For a week.
Oh God. Yeah. Hell, I've got like as of recording, I've got a Halloween sexy time barbecue I gotta go to. You know, in the like later today.
And, oh man, we're not gonna have a Halloween episode this year.
No, we're not, because all of our vacations ate that up.
Yeah, I guess so. Did we do that the last 2 years?
Yeah, something like that. We did something similar.
Ah, well. Anyway,
we can always have a late one that'll show up like before Thanksgiving or something because we hate Thanksgiving.
That's yeah, you know what? That's we're actually
have a Thanksgiving and have a Halloween episode then.
I love it. Let's do it.
Oh God!
Maybe this episode should just all be pre-roll.
Oh Jesus!
No! All right, are you ready? Because I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Roll your intro, man.
Listeners, are you ready?
I don't think they are.
Wait. Yeah, they are. Okay.
Damn.
Hey, it's You Know the Drill with Sam and Rutz, and today we're talking about stuff. Rutz has some things to say, don't you, Rutz?
Yeah. Well. So. As we teased in our last week's episode, since we both went on vacation,
mm-hmm.
It's my turn. It's my turn to tell my stupid stories.
Rutz edition. Hey, my story was not stupid. It was traumatic.
It was traumatic. I've got stupid stories.
Okay. All right.
I
know. So Rutz had teased this, and I forgot, but it was something that was very curious. Something about eating cookies with a dictator.
That's the next episode we're recording, because that deserves its own episode in itself.
Teaser for next week.
Yeah. Okay. Because that and you'll tell, because there's a portion of the trip that I'll skip over. You'll know exactly when it is.
Okay. So, that's gonna be fun. I'm gonna be waiting for that the entire time. I'm not even really gonna be listening to what you're saying. I'm just gonna be like, oh, when is it?
When's that?
Oh, that's
there's just enough here besides that, right? That is just interesting. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's just get rolling, because enough. We've been chatting for three minutes now. Okay. All right.
Okay. So to preface all this, right? This is, you know, the mini weekend vacation that I ended up taking after completely bailing on Las Vegas on your trip last week. Okay.
Totally.
and to defend myself a little bit, this weekend vacation was for my mom's birthday, her 60th birthday. So it's, you know, it's one that, you know, at least one of the kids has to show up to, right? Yeah. Like, that would just look bad. And it turns out that one of the kids was me, because no one else showed up. At least out of us, because as it turns out, we ended up having a nice little sizable group. It was her parents, my mom's grandparents, my stepdad, my mom, and then two of my aunts, the newest uncle to join the family, and then two of my cousins.
Well, that sounds like an episode right there.
There's some interest there. That's a minefield I'm gonna actively step through.
Okay. Wait, when you say actively, is that something you're gonna talk about at some point? Oh, yeah. But
I'll talk about it.
Because that's in this episode. Okay, all right.
Okay, so starting heading up there, right? So there's this weird, and I've realized this a lot lately, because we used to travel a good amount when I was a kid. Not like anywhere extravagant, but like locally, right? We'd go up to Tahoe all the time. We went to Reno often enough. We went to Vegas all the time because, you know, the grandparents that were on this, that came on this trip lived in Vegas, like, until, like, mid-2010s. So, like, that's one reason why I was, quote-unquote, allowed when I was going to pick schools, right? Yeah. To go to school in Vegas, because they're like, oh, you have a support system there, so we're more comfortable of you going to, you know, school out of state, right?
Where do they live now?
Arizona. Most of the clan has moved to Arizona.
Real West Coast family.
Oh, yeah. Like, we've got, there's someone in, one of my aunts and uncles lives in Iowa. I think it's Iowa. Mm-hmm. They're out there growing genetically corn, genetically infused corn.
Genetically corned fuse.
Yeah. they're like on some, I think, if I remember correctly, they're one of the scientists that helped create blue corn as a thing.
Wait, in your family? I don't know why I'm surprised. You're like related to half the people in this country.
That ain't that the truth. We've got a lot of, we've got a wide range of people. Cause, like, yeah, I've told the story before, but I mean, like, I have, I think it's like 75 now, 75 immediate relatives on my mom's side.
That's crazy. Do you have any family on the East Coast? Got to consult the newsletter.
Yeah, it's sad because that I'm supposed to be in charge of that too. So I don't think I think I've met her once, but I have like great aunts that live on the East Coast. Wow. And I think there's one or two people that, like, I've never personally, like, met more than, you know, maybe more than, like, an hour, you know what I mean? Like, because they came out for something. I do know that there are some people on my mom's, like, you know, like, her cousins, right, that live in and around Boston.
Oh, okay.
But that's all I'm aware of, because the immediate clan, right, is split between California and Arizona. And then we have the one guy that was traveling the world. He was in Beijing for the longest time. And
oh, okay.
I don't know exactly where he's at now. I think he's in Arizona after he cut off his fingers or something like that. Wow. Yeah, I think I told that story. Anyway, beside the point. So, I was going to be the last one to arrive, because most of them either flew in or they drove up on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And one, I forgot, like, this is what intrigues me the most, is how warped your concept of time is as a kid, right?
Yeah.
Because, okay, let me rephrase, in travel time, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just me, but, like, I never went to Reno in my early 20s or anything like that, right? When I was more into, like, the gambling and the party scene, never did that. Because I always thought it was so much farther away than it actually was.
Oh.
Because, again, as a kid, like, I remember driving there, like, maybe two or three times, and I remember flying there. And so I always thought in my brain, oh, I have to get on a plane to go there, right? Mm-hmm. No. Less than 3 hours away.
Okay. I mean, I'm not surprised.
I will say, most pretty and boring drive I've ever made. By
far. Wow. Pretty and boring.
Well, okay, because it's pretty because once you get through, like, once I drive through the valley, essentially, which is like 45 minutes to get to the capital, and then I start heading, like, actually east towards, you know, the Nevada state line, I get into the mountainside. You know, I'm in the Sierra Nevadas, I'm in and adjacent around Lake Tahoe, like, all it's very nature-filled. And I've got a bunch of pictures I gotta post, you know, sometime, and I gotta go through them all, and see which ones are safe for work. But it was gorgeous. However, when I'm driving, I like to like actually have to pay attention while I'm driving, right? Mm-hmm. It was literally like I could tell you the map directions. You know, once I got out of my city, right? It was get on Highway 80 for 180 miles. Welcome to Nevada. Wow. That was it. I stayed on that same damn highway for over 3 hours because as I was driving up there, I got past the past Sacramento, past the capital. And so like I'm entering, this is territory I'm still aware of, so I'm not 100% in the mountains yet, but I'm almost there. Right. And dead stop traffic. And I'm like, why? What's going on? Apparently, that section of the road for like 10 miles caught on fire.
Okay.
And so, and I was like, oh, that's not too bad. But then as we're driving, just trying to get to the end of traffic, and it's literally the side of the highway is on fire.
The what?
The side of the highway was on fire.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's...
I saw the fire blazing as I was driving by.
No big deal. That happens all the time on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. But other than that, it was a gorgeous drive. I loved it. Mm-hmm.
The flames were beautiful.
The flames were, they were very pretty, actually.
I mean, I think that would be, hopefully it was not, like, dangerous to anybody, but I could imagine it being...
No, like, they definitely had it under control. Like, it wasn't that, like, I've seen bigger fires out here, right? And they had probably 15 firefighters out there taking care of it. So, they had it under control. But again, it was totally like, it was just a drive where I'm like, okay, this is fine, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was boring as shit. Until I passed the Nevada state line and I'm like near the Truckee River where it's like, I'm driving next to the river and I'm like, this is gorgeous. Oh, yeah. So I'm like, I'm driving and it's like casually trying to snap, you know, photos on my phone. It was just boring as shit. Totally was. And I keep getting, and then the whole time up there, I'm getting calls from my mom going, where are you? Where are you? Because she was thinking I was the last one to show up. Turns out I wasn't. Because funny thing was, I got into town, right? Into Reno. And immediately, instead of heading downtown where everyone else was, I got the chance to stay at one of the nicer hotels that's further, you know, on the other, it's in South Reno. I was staying in the Atlantis. It kind of worked to my detriment, but I'd much rather stay there than the hotels that I did stay, or that everyone else stayed at. So it was totally fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to get on, I don't remember what freeway it was, but it's when I got off 80, immediately got slammed with more traffic. And that was the worst. Like, it took me a half hour to drive 2 miles. It was like I was driving in LA. I swear, I hated it.
Yeah, that's not, it's, I'm pretty used to that.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I get into the hotel, and, like, my mom and my aunt and my, or my mom, my aunt, and my grandmother are already there. They're there because what they were doing, I guess that hotel has one of the better spas. I don't know. I'm not a hotel spa person. So they were, like, doing spa treatments. Like, they did one there, and then they were doing another one, you know, manicure there the first day, pedicure there the second day, and then they were just splitting them all up for some reason. And I'm not 100% sure why. But I get there, I check in, and my mom's like, I want to come see your room, because this is the one hotel that she's never stayed at. Mm-hmm. And
she booked this for you, right?
Yeah. Because she ended up getting... comped. Funnily enough, I've also got comped for the next, like, I think 2 months until the end of the year. I have comped rooms for it, so I'm considering going back.
We'll see. Reno?
Yeah. I got comped Reno at the Atlantis and at the Caesars property. So I need to check and see. Maybe I got one for Vegas too. We'll see.
Huh.
But
let me know about that.
Regardless. Anyway. So they did tell me that when they checked in, that they were doing some remodeling, right? Didn't realize how much remodeling they were actually doing. Because maybe that's why they were giving away free rooms, let's just put it that way.
Oh yeah, it was like really under construction.
It wasn't that much under construction, but I got out of the elevator on my floor and I immediately got serial killer vibes.
Jeez. Oh wait, they've got Little Caesars. Got Little Caesars on the mind. They've got Caesar's Palace in Reno.
No, so but Caesars owns they own the Row, which is the three major downtown hotels.
Downtown Reno.
Yeah, in downtown Reno, yeah.
Is Reno kind of like a Las Vegas light?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, all right, so they got the big neon signs and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely not like as many of like the big ones, right? Like, it's partially why I'm considering, you know, moving there to some extent, is that it's very much a, like, smaller town. I'm not going to say a small town because it's technically the tagline is the biggest little city in the world. Yeah. And it definitely does have like a small town feel, but you could go downtown and, you know, be a degenerate tourist if you want to. Anyway, so the reason it ended up being serial killer vibes is because everything is covered in plastic.
Oh yeah. Oh
so,
yeah.
I'm like, So what you're saying is I could bring, you know, some random here in this hallway, murder them, and then housekeeping will take care of it.
Probably, yeah, totally. I mean, what happens in Reno stays in Reno, right?
Exactly. But luckily, there was a housekeeping, like, employee there, and she jokingly was like, oh yeah, we totally get you covered.
Oh, so you said this.
Yeah, I was walking down the hallway because I was trying to find my room. And, like, my room was actually, like, very nice. It was, they clearly were started at the end and were working backward towards the elevators. So I was, like one of the newer ones that they had just finished. Because I was, like, right at the end of the plastic.
So did you say this, like, out loud by yourself?
No. I was walking, like, I was with my mom.
Oh, right. You were, okay, that's right, okay.
And there was someone who was there doing some cleaning, and I mentioned it out loud, and they both laughed, and they're just like, yeah, we totally got you covered.
That's funny. Little did they know. It is October after all.
Right? Anyway, so hotel was nice, except for, you know, you'll possibly sell serial killer vibes, no big deal.
Probably one or two, at least.
Yeah. I mean, at least there was an opportunity.
Possibly including yourself.
Yeah, we'll see. So, anyway, go downstairs, you know, deal with the aunts and everybody, deal with the relatives. One thing I learned this weekend, and it wasn't just my mom, because that's the running joke, is my mom always wins when I go gambling with her, as long as I'm not gambling. Because I don't normally do well when I'm playing with her. But if I'm just sitting by, you know, she wins. And it happened immediately. Like, I hung up my good luck charm. Totally. I hung up in my room for like an hour, charged my phone, went down there. And immediately, as soon as I found them, jackpot.
Do you ever, if you two get into an argument, do you threaten to gamble or something?
I mean,
don't make me gamble.
Maybe, but I know the reason. Like she says, it's a good luck charm. But I know the reason why she normally will win more when she's playing with me, because she's a minimum slot better, right?
Yeah,
you know, she'll find a machine where she could sit on for 50 cents a spin and just play.
Yeah,
I'm the one who will let her get that started. She'll win, you know, 20-30 bucks, whatever. And then I will motivate her to bump up and increase her bet so she keeps winning more. Because that's the issue. Like, you're not going to win jack shit if you're just betting 50 cents every single time.
Okay. Like,
you'll get a bonus game that should be worth, you know, that could easily be worth hundreds of dollars if you're betting, like, $2 a spin instead of 50 cents. You know what I mean?
Okay, so the slot machines, you can actually win pretty easily. I thought they were...
It's arguable. It's arguable. I'm just saying, this is just what... Like, there are some tips that I've got that just from, like, literally being, you know, taught from people who design slot machines. It's common knowledge. I was going to minor in gambling management, so I took gambling management classes.
Common knowledge, yes. Everybody, ask anybody on the street, and they'll say, oh, yeah, Russ.
Yeah, Russ exactly. It's common knowledge. Common knowledge. Anyway, so let me speed run through this a little bit. Dinner time, okay? Fantastic. It's actually going to be my rec for one of my recs for this week.
Buffet?
Fantastic. Wasn't a buffet. We never did a buffet, but I'll have to get the exact name for it. Because I don't have it, but there's a brewery in downtown Reno that is like built out of a 110-year-old old firefighter station. Oh, cool! Yeah, super cool place. Weirdly enough, they have a safe in the men's bathroom. Don't ask me why. We were trying to question it the entire night, but beer was delicious. Food was delicious. We had kind of disappointing service, but it was because we had a huge party and people were being bitches. Easy to put.
Oh,
not us. Not them. Our party were being bitches.
That's what I was asking. Yeah.
This is my first sit down with the uncle.
Ah, the uncle.
Mm-hmm. Because I was like the one, you know, they all traveled together, and I went separately because I was driving myself. And I had if parking at this place sucks, that is what I will warn you. But, you know, if you've been to a popular downtown in any city, you know parking's going to suck.
It's just like, yeah, college. It's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm one of the last ones to show up. So I'm sitting at the end of the table, right? And I've got my grandparents next to me, uncle across from me. And this is the first time, like, I've got to sit and talk to my uncle. I've talked to him in passing, like when they were dating, you know, that kind of deal. Like, he went gambling with us once or twice, but, you know, he would always go off and do his own thing. Right. Understand why. And there is some level of disappointment, I'm going to put it that way, from me. But within 10 minutes of talking to this guy, he's telling me, How do I delicately word this? It's minefield time.
It's one of these uncles.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh, he was telling me how blind and in the head, head in the sand I am to not believe that Israel is committing multiple jihads around the United States on that day.
Oh, wow.
Within 10 minutes. It's like, oh, God. Oh, God.
One of these guys. Okay.
Yeah, one of these guys. So, very disappointed in my aunt, because she's the fun aunt. But
yeah,
I'm trying to justify it as maybe she needs an extra, a little bit more crazy. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Anyway.
One of these guys who's like outspoken and shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dinner was a bit of a shit show. But again, food, beer was good. Reason that completely saved it is I had a very interesting beer, because I appreciate when breweries do flights, right? So you're able to, like, you know, do mini glasses of a bunch of different drinks. Yeah. And I found one that I'm thrilled for, because I'm making it into a cider at the moment, and I had no frame of reference for what it was.
So, and it led you to the dictator.
We're getting there. We're getting there. But it was a prickly pear sea salt beer.
Oh, wow. That, I don't drink beer, and I want to try that. That sounds
exactly
good.
It caught my eye.
What is prickly pear like? Like, does it taste like pear?
Yeah, or... it's in the pear family. It's like, it's floral, and it tastes like the desert, to be honest. It tastes like a pear that was left out in the desert.
Okay. All right. Still has that sort of grittiness that pears have.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that grittiness. That's a good, you know.
And like, it wasn't a lot of grittiness because it could be a lot of it. And then the sea salt cut through a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. Man, I really, pear juice, by the way, someone turned me on to pear juice like a little over a year ago. And boy, is that good. That is so good. Something you wouldn't expect to be as good as it is. Mini rec for this episode.
Pear juice. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm down. Okay. Anyway, dinner's a shit show, right? We're arguing on who's going to drive with who. And
Did you get stuck with the uncle?
No. So this is what I thought I was going to, but what ended up happening was so we were going to go back to my hotel to gamble, right? They decided, no, we were already gambling all that, and then we're going to go back to our hotels downtown to gamble. And so because those three properties are all owned by Caesars, they're all connected. Like, you can just walk through all three of them.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, we started out at one, jumped to another, you know, whatever. But what ended up happening, and this is my first important realization of the weekend, was my mom was the only one who ended up coming with me because it was a short drive, you know, whatever. She was trying to demand that she drive, and I'm like, I'm fine. You know, I didn't have much to drink. But she's freaking out because of my eyes, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
And so I drove down, not a single issue. What we discovered is that because of the nature of neon lights, you know how they're like mainly like strips or bar lights, right? They don't have any effect on me whatsoever.
Oh, okay. So you can see those normally. Well. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And so it's all like headlights or single light bulbs that are the issue.
I see.
So, I was the first revelation of the weekend was, oh, driving here is easier than driving in my home city. Why? We head downtown. We're in the row. We're gambling. This is the first night I'm gambling, and I'm doing okay. Like, I actually gamble, and I think I, like, won, you know, I started at 20, won, like, $150 bucks, ended up sinking into something else, but not important. This is my first encounter with this
dictator
person. No, not the dictator, but this person.
Okay. What person?
No, this person. Okay.
Oh, so you haven't introduced the person. You're just saying.
Yeah. And the only reason I don't know, because at my this meeting I remember, the follow up meeting a little bit of like little blurry, and you'll get there why. So I don't know what their pronouns are. So I'm just going to use, you know, they, them. It's going to make more sense. Yeah. Anyway, I'm very much a person that, like, if you're going to sit at a bank of, slot machines, like, next to me, right? I'm going to chat with you, like, because, like, or at least be camaraderie when you, you know, get jackpot stuff.
You're a very outgoing person.
When I want to be. Yeah, when I'm comfortable. And so I'm sitting here playing the slot, really fun slot. For some reason, the theme of slots was trains this week because all the slot machines we were waiting on were involved trains. Don't know why. And so I meet this person. And at this point, I don't know her. I don't know their name. Their name is Esper, is what they go by. Again, kind of contributes to the they-them-ness of them, right?
The mysterious aspect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Esper is a very, like, it sounds... It sounds like I can't think of it, but
it's definitely like a name that you choose for yourself. You know what I mean? That's the vibe it got. Anyway, chatting with them for like 15, 20 minutes while we're playing slots. You know, at this point, neither one of us are like doing really well, but we're just like chatting, you know, connecting. Right. And
I see where this is going. 15,
20 minutes go by. They disappear. And I don't think about him ever again, right?
I think I know where this is going.
You might, loosely. Anyway, so we go, you know, we go, rest of the night is gambling at the various casinos downtown, and I end up bouncing at, like, 1 a.m. Because while normally I'd be, you know, I'm on vacation, I'd be out till like, 2, 3, 4. Next morning, I had to get up early for next week's episode.
Oh, this is the dictator.
Yes, that I'm completely glossing over till next week.
Okay, all right.
But the dictator part of it is Saturday morning. Okay. So I'm done with that visit by like noon-ish and head back into town.
We should be like, oh, insert, pause here, listen to next week's episode, and then at the end of that, resume here.
If you want to. You can do it that way. Sure.
It's like a part 1.5.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, that day was a lot of firsts for me, okay? Besides the dictator. But first time I went mudding.
Okay.
Interesting experience. First time I did an onsen. Interesting experience.
First time what?
I did like an onsen.
What's that?
Like an outdoor mineral bath.
Oh, okay. That sounds nice.
It was enjoyable. Very enjoyable, actually. Yeah. I got in town with a little bit of time to spare. Tried a fast food, well, fast casual that I've never had before. And it was good.
You're not going to tell me what it's called?
I will. Yeah. I tried Steak and Shake for the first time.
Oh my God. You've never had Steak and Shake before?
It's not, we don't have one in our area. Because in California, it's mainly like, I think technically we have one in the South Bay, but I don't go to the South Bay. Most of it is in Southern California.
Oh yeah, I love Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake is like a, you know, I've always had Steak and Shakes by me. Actually, interestingly enough, this is quick spoiler alert. If anybody watches Josh Wiseman videos, the YouTube chef, do you?
I don't subscribe to him, but his videos pop in my feed. I watched one of his videos last night, actually.
He's really good. I mean, he's
good. I watched his eating every signature food from every state.
I need to watch that one. But yeah, he's very, like, it's funny because he's like a super, like, incredibly talented chef, but he's very funny, which I don't know. There's something very serious about the world of cooking, so it seems a little unusual, but I've gotten used to it now because I've watched a lot of his videos. But yeah. He does a video where he ranks all the major fast food burgers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he doesn't, you know, I don't know if he does all of them, but he actually...
Important ones.
He put Steak and Shake number one.
Nice.
Which was, honestly, I don't hate that. I'm a little surprised, but I don't hate that. I really like their burgers. I like their burgers.
Would I say I would go back again? Sure. Would I say, you know, it's something I would actively look out for? No. Because I didn't actively look out for it in the first place. It was literally, I was driving back, you know, back into town, and I just saw it off the side of the freeway. And I was like, let's go.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Oh, just their, like, signature burger. I don't remember exactly what it was, because it was kind of foggy.
Did you get a milkshake?
Of course. It's in the name.
Of course, you got to get a steak and a shake.
Exactly.
What shake did you get?
Shit. I think it was just like I think I just went chocolate.
You basic bitch.
I know. I'm a banana shake guy.
But I usually get their turtle milkshake. I mean, usually I haven't been there in actually years now, but I used to always get either their turtle milkshake or their salty pretzel caramel whatever. Very good. Anyway.
I know. Complete, like, I was trying to, like, stick with just the signature stuff so then I know, like...
Introduction, the basics. I go. Yeah. Okay. All right. You know what? I'll give you a pass there.
I mean, I wouldn't, but...
Then I won't.
Yeah, I think if I got what I actually wanted, I would have enjoyed the experience more.
You gotta get the Frisco Melt. The butter, the buttery Wisconsin burger, whatever, the garlic steak burger. Oh,
you're making me hungry. Stop it.
Well, you know, just go to the South Bay so you can get some Steak and Shake.
I'm going to find out if there's one there, because I don't know. Like, I genuinely don't know if there is one in the Northern California, but if there was going to be one, it'd be in the South Bay. So,
okay.
Anyway, so I tried that, really good, fantastic. Then did all the spa stuff. And then I show up at this place. Okay. What an Italian... like, my first thought was, what a waste of a multi-million dollar building.
What is this place? You just said this place.
So, it was a completely indoor and outdoor bocce ball arena.
Okay.
You ever played bocce ball?
No, and I'm not even like. Isn't that like a game where you throw a hard ball?
Yeah, and like literally, it's someone chucks this ball, and then two competing teams throw the balls closer to see who can get the closest to the pretty first ball.
The pretty first ball.
Ball, the first ball. The first ball is like a chrome thing. It's like a hard chrome ball that you throw down.
Oh, know, okay. So you're trying to win. Okay, that sounds boring.
Okay. Yes, it sounds boring. But it was the most hilarious thing to watch. Okay.
Okay.
Because I have never seen, for example, my mom, right, get so competitive about a sport. Mm-hmm. Between her, my stepdad, which this is par for the course for him, and my two cousins, which I got to connect with, and they grilled me on a bunch of things, but I forgot that I have cool cousins.
Nice.
Those two are cool. And I feel bad. His name is Ryan. I could never remember my cousin's husband's name.
Because, okay. You
know, he's not like by blood, right?
Yeah.
Even though,
yeah.
I went to their wedding and did videography for their wedding.
Oh my god.
I can never remember his name.
So
I feel bad.
So are you referring to the cousin's husband as your other cousin?
Yes. Yeah. They are my cousin. Yes.
I never know. Yeah, because my cousin, I always say, oh, my cousin's husband. I started calling him my cousin-in-law, because I think that would technically be the term, but yeah, I've never. Maybe they are just maybe the official term is just call somebody who's married to a cousin your cousin as well. I don't know.
Yeah, the listeners, let us know if you know.
And let us know. The best place to do that is in the Discord.
Ain't that the truth? Okay. Anyway, so yeah, for some reason, on my mom's actual birthday, this is what she wanted to do for her birthday was go play bocce ball. And I will say. The place does like claim that they have the longest bar in Reno.
Yeah.
Very much true. This bar is lengthy. And
wow. Is it girthy too?
It was quite girthy. Very girthy. and so while I was set in the mood by uncle.
Oh.
So I didn't actually play bocce ball, but I enjoyed watching everybody play.
Uh-huh.
And I was exploring the building. Turns out I had been to that building earlier that morning before going to go see the Dictator, because one of the hidden gems I wanted to try is there's this little roastery, I'm bad with names, so it'll be in the description if I remember it, that is underneath the city. It's in what's called the basement.
Actually, don't put it in the description, put it in the Discord so that people, if they want to know, they got to join the Discord.
It'll be in the Discord.
Okay.
Anyway. So, yeah, this place, I didn't realize it until we went to the bocce place, that it was all attached, right? But that morning I had gone to the basement, which is a completely underground shopping center, like, of, like, little, you know, niche places that, you know, little niche people selling stuff. And went and got this coffee from this roastery. Delicious. So, anyway, I'm super excited, because the whole time we're playing this bocce, you know, they're trying to figure out where we're going to go after this, right? And they're like, okay, we're going to go back to the Atlantis and gamble, which is what we were supposed to do Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Had a chair readjustment. Anyway, so, unfortunately, what ended up happening is people got impatient and left. So all it ended up being was my mom, stepdad, my two cousins, and I, because
okay.
They were the last ones playing in this very competitive game of bocce. Like, they're strategizing their defense, taking, like, striking out each other's balls. Like, it is aggressive.
Striking at each other's balls, ouch.
Yeah, like, give you an idea, like, my stepdad would throw a ball, right, and he'd get reasonably close. And then my cousin would chuck a ball, and instead of trying to get closer, she would just knock him out. Like, completely just take his ball out of play.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's getting aggressive.
Every time you say bocce, I think in my brain, I'm like, I have, like, a weird glitch in my head, because for some reason, I think you're, like, it's, like, some sort of shortened slang term for hibachi.
yeah, believe me, like, while we were sitting, we were, like, watching everybody play, the grandparents were like, we don't understand what this is. So yeah. We're like going on Wikipedia reading about the history of bocce. Like, it's a whole thing.
There should be a hibachi grill with a bocce court.
That'd be fun. I can see it.
There's got to be somewhere. I can't be the first person to come with this idea.
Totally.
And if I am, please let us know in the Discord.
Yeah. So many Discord plugs. anyway, to speed run through the rest of this. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we did that. Really cool thing what ended up happening is we bought a whole pitcher of beer because the whole time, you know, my stepdad was like, you know, they were like taking care of everything, right? They were getting all this food, all this beer. And my cousin was like, I'm going to buy a pitcher, right? So, and he goes to buy a pitcher and then completely leaves it on a table because then he gets dragged to play bocce. So, which ended up being really nice because once we got outside, they let us take the beer outside. They like, we had no issue as long as we stayed on their property.
Yeah.
And we got to sit out by an artificial fire pit.
Oh.
Gorgeous. It was so much fun. I loved it. It was so chill. The night was gorgeous.
Cool.
And then they get me that I wasn't drinking because they're like, we need to finish this beer. And I'm like, I know, but I'm driving. And
yeah.
You can have one. And I was like, all right, fine. I can have one. Which I did end up having one, and I was totally fine to drive. But I left because they were going to end up going to another casino, like a smaller casino, to go gamble.
Mm-hmm.
But they ended up getting more bocce, playing bocce outside. And I was like, I'm out. Like, I cannot sit through another hour-long bocce game.
Did you actually play, or did you just watch?
No, I didn't actually play.
Because
I was in a mood, and you'll get more about that in the next episode. Because that's, direct context to that story.
Interesting.
And so, yeah, I was like, I'm just going to sit here and eat, drink, you know, coerce with and converse with people who aren't playing at the moment.
I've noticed that the Esper hasn't come back, and I feel like that's either going
to... I'm right here. This is their part of the story.
Yeah. I was starting to wonder if Esper was the dictator.
No. So, I at this point, I leave them at the bocce place, and I head back to my hotel, because I'm like, I'm tired-ish. It's not that late. It's only like 10 or 11. And I'm like, at this point, I need to actually gamble at my own... at my own hotel, right?
Yeah, so yeah, you gotta
be able to come back.
Right, of course.
Yeah. And so first thing I do is I play on there's these ironically large slot machines, like when you walk into the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're like giant banks of machines. And I play on it, lose like $100, no big deal. The only reason I played on it is because the night before, Friday night, I convinced my mom to like come up and play this machine because it's not something she would normally ever play because it's like $15 a spin.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there playing it and we were like alternating, you know, hitting the buttons and doing the spins. We ended up like walking away with like $170. We were up to almost 500.
Hey.
Like, yeah. We're talking like at one point, I think we were betting like $45 a spin.
Yeah.
So it was just dumb and chaotic. Anyway, so I lose my first 100, and I go. I'm trying to find a ATM, and just completely in passing, right? Esper's here.
Okay. Wow. And now, had you met Esper at that hotel, or was it?
That's the weird thing.
Okay.
Because not only is it not a connected hotel, right? Like in the row, but we're completely on the other side of town. And this is a giant casino.
That is strange.
So the odds of us running into each other like that is super weird.
Yeah.
And so she goes, funny seeing you again. And I was like I was confused for a second. Then I caught into my hip brain and I'm like, oh, yeah, hey. And so, like, we're catching up, playing slots, doing whatever. Disappears again. And I'm like,
Very.
This is interesting.
Very Esperious.
Yes. So, at this point, I'm like, okay, I've lost money. I'm going to go sit. There's a bar right in front of the bank of elevators.
I've lost money. I've lost Esper.
Well, Esper's not out of the picture yet. So, I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm going to just sit here and drink, and I'll play like $20 on video poker, you know, doing cheap shit. Because it's one of those secrets when you go to Vegas or you go to Reno, whatever, you go to a gambling city where they have someone who's going around giving you drinks.
Mm-hmm.
If you just sit there at the bar and play like one of the video slots that's built into the bar, the bartender can just keep refilling your drinks.
Oh, okay.
You can sit there and drink all night.
Okay.
And so that's kind of my idea. And I'm just sitting there drinking. Esper shows up. And they're like, hey, so I'm not sure if you're feeling this. And I'm like, okay, hold on. What do you mean? She goes, not that. Like, not that necessarily. She goes, well, the universe. And I'm like, oh God, she's like their crystal person.
Yeah.
That was my first thought. Because the universe is clearly telling us something. Because it's random that we'd meet in the first place. And it's random we'd meet at a second time at a completely different spot in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. And so they were like, let's just have a drink and talk, right? And so we're drinking at the bar, talking, ooh, right? At this point, my brain's starting to get a little fussy because, you know, I've had a lot to drink at this point.
Right.
Like, I think I had like 8 to 9 beers at Bocce, and then this is probably like my fourth margarita at the hotel.
Wow.
And this is not something I necessarily recommend you do at a normal time, but I was feeling adventurous and I was disappointed because, you know, I was supposed to be out gambling with my family that night. So after like an hour talking, they're like, hey, I've got this band. Do you want to come and like hang out with my band with me?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'll follow this random stranger into a city I'm not that completely aware of. Yeah, let's do it.
In a hotel that's wrapped in plastic?
Nope. Luckily, we leave that hotel. Okay. We end up going into this random building in Midtown. Could not place it if we were driving through it. I could not tell you where I was at.
So was this person a local?
So I think so. I'm going to put that context. I think so. Because I don't know enough about this person. And I'll tell you how this ended up happening. But I get to this place, right? They have a band. We ended up singing karaoke and mainly pop punk covers of stupid shit.
I mean, that is
an hour and a half.
That is so you.
Oh, totally. I had a blast.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I sang for I remember singing 3 songs, and then after that, my brain is bleh.
Huh.
After that, I remember them dropping me off back at my hotel. It's like 4 or 5 a.m.
Okay.
And I'm sitting out in front of the hotel, sobering up, and I'm talking to Esper, and I'm like, hey, what's your story? Like, at this point, I'm like, what's your story, right? And so they tell me, if you want to know more, like, if you want to connect, whatever, right? Because I'm like, I clearly had a fun time.
Here's my website.
No, they're like, here's my Snap. But that's all you get. Like, if you want to know more, you got to figure it out. And I was like, what's with the coyness? And they go, you know what I said? I really liked The Matrix. It's like, yeah. It's like, I want to be the White Rabbit. They're like, fuck. It's like, all right, fine. So I have not dove deep into figuring out who this Esper person was.
So you might
feel like, for the context of the story, I don't want to.
So you might.
It'd be fun.
You might actually be Neo, is what you're trying to get at.
No, God no. God no. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like. The Matrix could be real, and this is your opportunity. But you don't want to take that on. So you're not going to take either of the pills. You're just gonna vibe. Yeah, exactly. You've got the opportunity to be the savior of humanity, but no, you're gonna stay plugged to the Matrix.
Yeah. Screw humanity. We're good.
That's the moral of this whole story.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
So that's it. So you guys exchanged snaps, and then that's it.
Yeah. That was it. The next morning, you know, I left early and got dragged to another casino to, you know, be the good luck charm because everyone was watching football. Mm-hmm. And it worked. Like, that morning, my mom was winning, like, I think she ended up clocking at it, like, $400.
Uh-huh.
But the reoccurring joke was I was letting her win, right? You know, being the good luck charm.
Of course.
Any of my relatives that came and sat by at that bank of machines was winning, but they weren't betting high, so they get bored and leave, right?
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna leave town by like 2 or 3, so I can try and avoid driving at night because that's gonna be an issue. and driving at night in a highway that has no lights, with very little people on it, and in the middle of the forest, not a good idea for my eyes. But every time I would leave, my mom would freak out because she'd get a bonus. Every time. It happened for like an hour.
Oh, wow.
And so I finally like gave up, and I'm like, I'm leaving. And as I'm walking out, I get a text from her. Hey, I got another bonus game. God damn it. I get outside. Hey, I got the conductor, because again, we were playing a train thing. So, like, right. I got the conductor on all reels. You know, it's a $100 win without a bonus. I was like, God damn. I should have left sooner.
Yeah.
But yeah, so after that I drove home and got slammed in traffic on the way back. Like, honestly, timing was bad on my part because traffic in between the capital and my city, right,
mm-hmm.
is already a pain in the ass if you get there like after 5 o'clock because, yeah. you know, it's all the commuters, right? Right. And even though it was Sunday, there's enough people that commute that commuter traffic is still the same.
Right.
So I got caught in that. It sucked. But yeah, I got home and then that was it. But yeah, my first thought was I'm gonna dive deep into this Esper thing, and then I never did.
Oh, so you never sent a follow up text or anything?
I haven't yet. It's only been 2 weeks, so.
Be that cool guy who's like, hey, just casually like, oh hey, what's up?
It's been
2 weeks.
I think part of me was I wanted to wait to tell the story, right?
Oh, okay. So maybe there will be a part three to all this.
Maybe. But oh god, no.
Oh god, wait. Oh god, no, what?
I'm not. If anything devolves of that, I'm not airing that out publicly. At least not yet.
Oh, I see. So there was some interest there.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay.
All right. We'll talk.
I think
we'll
a lot of it is the mystique.
Sure. That sure. way.
But yeah, like overall, it was a fun vacation. I'm willing to do it again. I think my thinking, right, is I am considering moving there.
Yeah, you should, because then I could you have a place to crash if I ever wanted to visit. Yeah.
I think it partly makes sense, and also it's partly, you know, the West Coaster in me.
Of course,
is. I don't know if I could live somewhere that actually gets snow.
Wuss.
I know. Like, I was talking about this, you know, like in last week's work meeting, because for some reason my boss hasn't been showing up to those. You know, it's been like conflicts and whatnot. So those meetings have just been real chill, you know, among the couple of us that, you know, work on the American side. And I said this to one of my East Coast coworkers, and she goes, are you a bitch? I was like, oh, no. She's like, yeah, I get snow, but it's so little snow. Like, it's totally manageable. She lives outside of Boston, so it would make sense that she says that.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But I'm like, but snow. I don't know if I can handle it.
Snow's so nice. I love it. But also, I live in an area where it doesn't snow a lot, so it doesn't snow tons.
Yeah, like my city, the most, like, it's only snowed maybe twice in the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but that's my vacay.
Well, it sounds like it was worlds better than mine.
I don't know about that.
Yes, it was.
Well, maybe not worlds better, but maybe one world.
Okay, fair enough, but it was definitely better than mine, trust me.
If you want to hear about his story, listen to last week's episode.
Yeah, all right, is that it? Are we done? Are we done here?
Yeah, we're done with this. Oh, I just broke my sunglasses. Yeah, we're done with this one.
All right, are you wrecking? What's the wreck situation here? Because
my wreck? Parachutes and Gutterino. There's your wreck.
Your story kind of gave me a wreck idea.
All right.
But should I save it for next episode?
No, go for it.
All right. My friend and I watched the Child's Play remake last night.
Oh, yeah?
It's very good. It was actually like one of my favorite in the franchise, I'd say. It was maybe my second favorite, honestly, after Bride of Chucky. Bride of Chucky is definitely the best, I think.
Yeah, but, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, have you seen Child's Play Remake?
No, I have not.
Oh, you should. It was actually surprisingly good. Mark Hamill plays Chucky.
What?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I feel like he would be the only acceptable replacement for Brad Dourif. And it's very different, but like Mark Hamill, he's just got that voice acting credit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally. It's all those ages of playing in the Joker, like, it makes sense.
What a career that guy's got. I was just telling my friend this yesterday, but it's like, you go from starring in like the most like celebrated franchise of all time, probably, or at least one of. And like, then you go on to you casually slide into like this really legendary voice acting career where you're regarded as one of the best Jokers of all time. And then like, you just become, you know, everyone loves you on the internet because you're like a decent guy. Like that's a good, you know, he's got a good career.
Yeah, it's kind of low-key ridiculous, to be honest.
Yeah, but I mean, he seems like a genuinely good guy. So, you know, happy for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it just reminded me because like, you know, that movie has like, you know, Andy makes friends who like, they really all think, you know, like the friends think he's really cool and stuff like that. So like the cousins thing remind me of that. And then like the asshole uncle reminded me of like his mom is dating this guy who's a creep. So yeah. And it's you know, perfect for the season. Although I guess this episode will come out after Halloween, so whatever.
Yeah. At this point we're gonna have Halloween adjacent things all the way through
Christmas.
November anyway. So
Christmas, why not?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we totally could. Why not? All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I was supposed to be a quick story, but as you can tell, it's not. So, let me know if I should leave this Esper thing. Like, if I should leave it alone or should I pursue it? Because
let us know in Discord. Talk to them directly. You know what? Yeah.
What?
You know what? You could get into more details in the Discord.
You know, I could. If there were more details, I could.
Oh, well, I'm saying if more details emerge.
There you go. I like
follow
it.
Follow this whole thing in the Discord. In fact, create a special channel for it.
Oh, God. You know what I'm tempted to, just because. Just because you called me out on it, I'm tempted to.
All right. See you guys next week.
Ciao, y'all.